coffee cups set out, each with its little china platter of sugar, and newspapers and magazines hung on their hooks along the walls before Herr Lehrmann arrived at 7:30 and opened business. As a rule, his wife served in the shop leading into the cafe, but she had chosen the quiet season to have a baby, and, a big woman at the best of times, she had grown so enormous in the process that her husband told her she looked unappetizing and had better remain upstairs and sew. Sabina took on the extra work without any thought of extra pay. She loved to stand behind the counter, cutting up slices of Anna's marvellous chocolate-spotted confections or doing up packets of sugar almonds in pink and blue striped bags. "You'll get varicose veins like me," said Anna. "That's what the Frau's got too. No wonder the baby doesn't come. All her swelling's got into her legs." And Hans was immensely interested. During the morning, business was comparatively slack. Sabina answered the shop bell, attended to a few customers who drank a liqueur to warm their stomachs before the midday meal, and ran upstairs now and again to ask the Frau if she wanted anything. But in the afternoon, six or seven choice spirits played cards, and everybody who was anybody drank tea or coffee.